The Shark Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. I got a lovely lady in here today with me by the name of Sin.
Hey,
how are you doing today?
I'm good. Anxiety, but
how you spell Sin? Is it S-I-N or C-Y-N?
It's spelled C-Y-N, but it's pronounced S-I-N.
Yeah.
I mean, it really pronounced the same way, but
of course.
Really, like Sin, Sin, like why?
Of course.
Everybody think it's S-I-N, though. But it's
is
really
it like
C-Y-N.
Short for like Cindy or
It's Cynthia. Not short for nothing. It's really just Sin, just C-Y-N.
How'd you get that name?
I made it up. Myself.
Made it up.
Really, because I tried to, I'm in a process where I'm trying to rebrand myself.
Okay.
So like, I used to go by Trap, which is like my name. So I'm.
Oh, so you did.
Yes. So like, I'm kind of. What you think you're going to do with that? Nothing. So. I'm trying to move away from that. I'm really tired of that because I was really straight for pay. So I'm being like, I really like bitches, love bitches. It's just, I just did that for the money.
So really, you're gay? You're
yeah.
Okay.
So I just, you know, did that. And that was just like a little phase in my life. I'm just ready to move on. So
how'd that work out for you?
It was
like being gay for pay. To you, because to you, that was
pay.
being straight for pay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Being straight for pay. I've never... Like, I don't really
you never
say
heard
that
of
too
that?
Much. I have, but I'm saying that, but I don't say it too much.
Yeah, like, I say it too much to really.
You mostly hear, you know, gay for pay. You know, you hear that one quite more frequently. Everybody's laughing. Like, I mean, get real.
Nah, it was smooth when the money was like, I mean, the money's always good for sure, but like when I slowed down, cause I got really tired of trying to keep doing that. Like, I really don't like that. So a lot of that. The films and stuff, it was just like fake. And I was like, as soon as I will get done, I was like, all right, y'all, like, bye, thank you, shake hands, and like, dap you up and like, go. So it was like, some shit like that. So it was like one of those. Yeah. And it was just like, over time, I really just kind of got tired of that. I just don't want to really just put my image like that out there anymore because I really don't like the disrespect that comes with it. Like, at first, I could take it, but like, over time, it gets kind of tiring. Like, just being my DM, oh, bitch, come on, suck my. Like, I don't even like this for you to even say it. Then you coming so disrespectful, like, then most people, they don't want to, when they see you as, like, doing porn or something like that, like, they don't, it's just like they lose all respect for you. They forget you're a human being. They use that as a sex toy. And I'm really not, like, if people meet me, like, I'm real nice, smooth, calm going. It's just, that's just what I did for, like, work or to make money. So it's like, that's not my personality. That's not who I am. I'm not a porn star. I just did that. I just did it to get some money or whatever.
So do you feel like, if men probably would have treated you a little bit, like just courted you a little bit better.
Just a little more respect. I probably would have stayed in a little bit more. Like,
not sitting
but
there.
It was just, they were just so disrespectful.
I'm saying, do you think you would like men more? Like, you
don't know. I don't like,
towards,
I find no sexual
bisexual
I don't
movements.
Have no sexual attraction to no dude ever. No.
Where do you think that started? You seem like you're what they call
I had two boyfriends, though.
You a femme, right? That's what they call
A femme.
Yeah.
But I'm the one that's bending, doing a bit. Like,
Wait. Break
I'm bending the girl over. A girl's not bending me over, though. So I'm like the dominant one. I'm more dominant. I'm
but
real
you're
dominant.
More on the femme side of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I'm a femme. I'm a dom femme.
Dom femme.
So I'm not doing this. I'm not arching my back.
It's like new colors getting mixed and new names to them every day, isn't it?
So I'm like really a wild card for real, but
that's a wild. Like, that's an NFL wild card, like if I've ever seen one, dog. Like I was like, okay, she's a femme, like because I see it, she does the lady things, Donnie. You know, she keeps it very ladylike. And then you like, but nah, I'm the one that's bending them over, really,
definitely.
Sending them to hell.
I got different sizes, color shapes, whatever they want. I have it.
You give it. To them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would never get that good for her.
Yeah, but if she wants to, like, what if your girlfriend, I'll say it for you, Don, like, what if, you know, you get a girlfriend, you know, y'all at the peak of y'all relationship, having fun, everything's beautiful, you've been, you know, bending her over and ramming her for a while now, right? And then she goes like this, okay, come on, babe, it's your turn.
No.
Just out of nowhere, just, you know, like,
she
all right,
just,
babe.
No, I just feel like I would have to be just so drunk and just out of it and just be like, fuck it, like.
Well, she probably gonna make sure you at that point.
Okay, if she do it like that, then maybe, like, because sometimes I do want to get a little, but it don't ever. I just can't see myself bending over for another girl.
Like, your little poo poo still be wanting something. To go in and do, out. Right? In and out. You know?
It do, it's but I just can't. I just can't see myself doing that.
I mean, you still want something that goes in and out. You like a little bit of. Baby,
I do.
You're still a woman.
Yeah.
You know? That bumping pocketbook shit only goes so far.
No,
you know?
It's really more like intense than this, which I'll be thinking, like just eating it.
I'm sure.
Like,
I'm sure it gets intense because there's a love there because it's so bottled up. Y'all don't know
like,
how to
women,
let it out.
Women, it's just like it's real so, passionate. Like we just
bottled
make
up.
Love. That should
but
feel
what
good.
But what if a man, but there's men, I know, I get it.
Go ahead.
I get it. But there are men in the world that I'm sure would love to court you properly. You know what I'm saying? And make love to you properly. You just have to find them. I mean, you are, listen, you're only 21, baby.
Mm-hmm.
21. Well, when did you turn 21?
I'm going to be 22 in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So
you're about
3rd.
To be 22. Mm-hmm. You're 22 years old. How long have you known that you were gay?
It was for a minute. Like, from the start of it, I feel like I was always, like, bi-curious, but I didn't like the term bisexual because I'm like, you know, I like dudes or I like girls. I didn't feel like I really like both for real. Mm. So that's why I had told you I had like two boyfriends at the point in my life. But then really with them.
They mistreated you?
Like, towards the end, of course, at first it was kind of good. Like, it really wasn't that bad. But I feel like in the bed, it just wasn't really pleasing. So I would leave. I would cheat on them with females and they wouldn't mind. Like, oh, well,
probably
my bitch go. You know, it was
feel like. Did you feel like he was getting his butt off and you wasn't like it didn't you didn't feel
yeah
the
it was just more than that
it was
just
like a cheap thrill
yeah
more for you and he was just having this
yeah,
little
he was
fun
just,
and getting
yeah
moving.
And then it was just like wouldn't once he was there, done he was done he didn't care about what
wouldn't sit there and lay on top of you for a second and still kiss you up, baby as soon as he busted
he like all right, I'm done like you like damn you ain't even see if I was good yet
yeah,
like
he
I ain't like that
sure,
I ain't
yeah.
like that
hey no. I mean you young baby I mean I'm sure you've met a lot of people you know already but you've have yet to even see who you gonna meet throughout your life. You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna make you feel any type of way. You know, that's just me from just knowing of experience, just meeting women, like, you know what I'm saying? You don't know who gonna make you feel a certain way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta give yourself some time. I'm not saying that you're not gay and I ain't over here trying to switch your mind
no,
frame
you're fine
to
with
it. But give yourself a fair shot at it. You know what I'm saying? Especially being grown. Because it sounds like you had some boyfriends when you was young, baby. A couple boyfriends.
Yeah.
They don't really know no better.
They
all
do.
He know how to do is bang on it and get up real quick.
Can't even do that for real.
You know? Come on. Like,
like, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
yeah.
just saying, like, just come in and try to have his way with
but
you.
I don't even see myself with a dude like that. Like, I really just don't
I just feel
see
like
that.
It stemmed from somewhere. Because you obviously tried it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you tried to be with men because you know that's what you something made you feel like that. Because I know gay people like Hellcat. Shout out to Hellcat. She said, nigga, I ain't never took no dick in life. None. Boyfriends? Nope. She'll tell you quick. I'll pull Hellcat up in here right now. She'd be like, nope, I ain't got no man. No boyfriends. She's like, I ain't never took no dick. Man, we was like, not even a little bit. You never even let somebody stick the tip in.
That,
she
man.
Said, nope. Never. So that's why I'd be like, people that have actually tried it, like, I just feel like maybe it was bad experiences. You know what I'm saying?
But that many, though,
that.
Like,
two.
Back to back?
Two.
Okay, wait.
You
two official boyfriends. Wait.
So bad.
I said two official boyfriends. Like, I don't
right.
date a little bit with males before. It's just, I had two boyfriends.
But we're talking about some, okay, understandable. But those two boyfriends were somebody that you actually chose to give a chance to.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Them were only two of them. You should already know when you're trying to go get your little rocks off and you're trying to go be fast in the streets and you was going to get nailed on. I mean, you knew that's what kind of came with it. But for somebody to say, okay, we go together.
Mm-hmm.
Him say, we together now. Like, you only had a couple experiences and you was young, sweetie. That's
yeah.
all I'm saying. Like, you ain't fucking already
that.
At 33, 34 years old. Like, I done tried it. Hell, I had a kid with it. It just didn't work out. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm finding more success over here in this realm than I am this one.
I agree.
You know, just
that's
I
more,
say,
no,
give yourself
I already,
a chance.
I do. But I just don't see, like, right now, I just don't see it. So, like you said, I'll probably just wait, probably give me some more time for real. But I don't think I'm going to ever see it like that because I've been like this for a minute. I've been like a girl.
Man that's just really like, he make you laugh. You know, every time you see him, you happy to kind of see him, but you don't want to admit
no
it to
dude
nobody.
Ever.
But you don't
no
want to admit
dude.
It. Huh? Yeah, like you don't plan on even having children one day?
No.
No, not at all. Is it because you feel like you ain't gonna take care of? What you mean you don't like kids? You can't say that, baby. We can't say we don't like kids. It's gonna make it seem like you commit hate crimes.
No. I
like, we can't say we don't like kids. Okay. Got fathers in the fucking room. Okay. Like, maybe you don't like kids.
Okay,
like,
I'm sorry. Let me reword it. Like, I just don't think. I don't know how I want to word it.
Because you don't want to. Because what you don't want to say is you don't want to seem like damn. I be a piece of mom, so I don't want to say
like,
that.
I don't want to say it like that. But yeah. I feel like I'm not responsible, or I would be like really able to, really just sit here and just take care of a whole like person. I don't have the patience for it. Like, I can't stand here crying. Like, that crying just like makes me go mad. So I just can't. It's just certain things that kids come with it. I just won't be able to help.
There's only a few things that babies want when they're crying. You know what I'm saying? And by the time they start crying when they're older, you can actually ask them what the fuck's wrong.
Yeah, that's going to take too long, though. I don't have patience, though. So it's like, but babies, I can't wait that long.
Listen, very simple. They want a few things. If he's crying, he might want a diaper change. If he's crying, he or she might want to give birth. If you're crying, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know what I'm saying? They might want a bottle or just whatever the case may be. You run through a formula. It's a quick program.
I tried. When I had my siblings, it didn't work.
All right. See, no, Donnie, because I know the problem here. Because I felt like I had that problem, too. Mm-hmm. You already had to play mama probably too already young. So you're like, whoa, is this what this is? Yeah. Me staying in the house, me not really having nothing, me sitting here hours on out, constantly catering
feeling
to children.
Feeling kind of stuck. Like, yeah.
It'll definitely fuck with you like that and make you, but it'll make you feel that way. But it's different when you have your kids because you actually set the motherfucking role. You set the rule. It's not your mama leaving them with you because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't going through that. And I understand probably why you feel like that. When you had to do it so young and you probably didn't get to have a childhood or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, just that outside upbringing, you just constantly with kids. Last thing you want to fucking do is grow up and have some. So I do understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How was
your family?
Right,
did you have your family? Did you have both your parents? Did you feel like you grew up alone?
For the most part, I'm going to say I grew up alone. Kind of don't want to get too into it because I still haven't recovered for it. I haven't really healed from it. No, I don't want to be on here crying.
Listen.
I'm going to cry. I know.
Well, it's okay.
I haven't healed from it, so it's kind of like.
Maybe we can heal today. Let's heal together. Let's heal together, baby. The only way to get through it is to get to it.
Yeah, but no, I can't.
That's the only way, baby. You got to, gotta address it one day, mama. When you gonna keep running from it?
No.
You gonna let it harbor?
It's not gonna say like, it's not.
You gonna let it be whole shade to your life constantly?
Mm-mm.
What you gonna do about
it? I already forgave both parents already, so I feel like that's kind of nipped in the bud. It's just still thinking about my childhood. It was just so shitty, so it's just like, I don't know, but I feel like now that I'm older and I'm able to do like a lot of things I couldn't do back then, it's just making just filling the void in my childhood that I didn't. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but...
You do. You explained it right, baby.
Okay, well...
Well, do you feel like... You feel like they... So you feel like your parents, they kind of held you back from you being who you wanted to be. Is that why you feel like you grew up now and you just kind of, like you said, that wild card?
I feel like... I at the end of the day, I still make... I don't know how to... I'm going to answer that one for real. Really, so my mom was in my life until she went to prison, and then my dad left when I was 3, and he, a year or two ago, he tried to come back, like, he was like, whole paragraph, I'm so sorry, I should have been there, but, like, it's too late for that now, so I was telling him, like, I don't really care for that now, I don't really want you in my life anymore, since you left, you just stay gone, there's no point in you trying to come back, and, you know, do all that, I don't talk to my mom anymore since she came out of jail. She was like a whole different person. I mean, prison, she came back a whole different person. So it was just like bad from there. And I just really just been by myself.
Feel like she came back as? Who was you staying with, by the way? All this was happening.
In the system. Mm. And with my uncle. Oopsie.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right, baby girl. It's all right. Take your time. Get some paper towel, Donnie. Take your time, sweetie. Thank you. You're staying with your uncle. Yeah. Throughout the mixture of it. Mm-hmm. How was that? How'd that work out for you? Was cool? Your uncle was cool?
No.
No, he was tripping? That's your mama brother or daddy?
Yeah, my mama brother. Yeah.
What you mix?
Yeah.
Black and white?
I'm like a mutt, really. Kind of mixed with a lot of...
Mostly black and white?
Yeah, mostly black and white.
Yeah. Mama was white?
No, she's black. I think my dad was white. White, and he was mixed, though. He's like black and white. He was mixed with something. I don't know. I don't remember what my mom told me, but okay. He wasn't all the way, like, black.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious in your upbringing, baby. That's all, you know. Sometimes you need to talk about it because, you know, you get to address it, make you feel better afterwards. Like, damn, okay. You say it out loud. After a while, it won't sting as hard. You know what I'm saying? Because you're used to it, you know. I mean, I get it.
Dang.
No, it's all good. Shit. Okay. You go to school? How was school? Was you popular?
A little bit. Popular? Like, I was well known. I'm going to say that. I wasn't, like, the popular girl, but I ran track, so, like, I was the fastest girl on my track team. So, like, the whole school knew me as, like, I could beat the boys and everything. Like, I was just really, really fast. So, I was just really kind of known in high school for that. And I was really going to take it far with track. But I was going through so much at the within my household, ended up getting to it with my coach, and then I just ended up quitting the whole track team altogether, so I didn't really get to finish none with that. I graduated.
Was you in foster care at this time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, what happened?
You say you quit?
I quit everything, and, so I graduated top 10 in my class, graduated when I was 16, and I was like, I was going to give myself like a year break or whatever. Like, I was going to give myself a break for a year, then go to college. And I wanted to be a neurosurgeon or like a lawyer. That was like the main two things I wanted to do. I just couldn't figure it out. So I'm like, you know what? I'm giving myself a break to figure out what I want to do with myself. I gave myself a break and I just ended up not going to college at all or nothing like that. And that's kind of how like OnlyFans came into play a little bit. I had a job. I had a car. Me and my friend, we was paying for like an apartment. So like we was good. I ended up wrecking my car, so I couldn't get to work. Got a car the same week, wrecked that car, so then I ended up losing both my jobs and everything. So then I had to go back to my mom, where the one that adopted me. And I was just sitting in the room, like I had no money, no nothing. I was like, how I'm going to, I kept applying. Nobody was accepting me. And then if it was like a good job, it was like, how I was going to get there? We only got one car. So I had a friend. She was on OnlyFans or whatever. So I didn't know what she was doing. I just knew she was making money. I'm like, girl, where are you getting this money from? Like, you don't even do nothing. And around this time, like, she was making like 7 bands a month. And back then, that was like so much. I'm like, damn.
Well, seven
like,
bands a month for anybody that's not getting it, like, they ain't had nothing in a while, sounds grand. You know,
literally,
what I'm
saying? That's how I felt. So I'm like, whoa.
It still
I'm like,
is. Like, it's some good money for somebody, man, especially trying to live and do what they do. Like, you need something.
Something, yeah. I just had nothing. Like, I literally had like $5. Nothing. I was holding on that $5 for so long. I remember.
You ain't had no gel to lay down the baby ears. No fresh brush. No pro style.
I had nothing. It was just so bad. And I was trying. That's what was making me so mad. Because people who don't even try. And it was like, I was just trying.
That suck to see people like that.
Yes. And it was like damn.
I'm really trying. This motherfucker ain't doing shit. Life's all fuck up. Still got bread.
Literally. So it was like, that's
who this. People like that. Fuck up every day. Still got bread. Man,
like,
bro.
That was eating me alive for real. And she told me, she was like, it was OnlyFans, whatever. So I tried it out. Mm. Mind you, this was not my personality at all. I never seen myself like getting into something like this. I was worried about what my adoptive mom was going to think and all types of crazy stuff. I was like, what my family was going to think. Mind you, my adoptive family, because I don't mess with nobody from like my biological on either side.
I get that. So I know when you say like your mom, like my adoptive people. I got you.
So, what was going on? So the first month I tried it out, I was made like 400. That was just something. I'm like, cool, just a little start or whatever. Second month, it was like 400 again. Third, fourth, and fifth month, it went to like 3,000-4,000, like within a month or whatever, like each month. And I'm like, you know what? Like, this not really me. This not
get your hair done.
Yeah, I was getting stuff done.
Hot Cheetos, new charger for your
nails,
phone.
That, everything. Like, I was
that
getting
was crack
actually.
Fixed on the
I
phone.
Had bought my first iPhone when I had made that money. So I had bought my first iPhone. Everything.
Like
I didn't have
shit.
A phone. Like, I was just like I felt
nails
like I was doing stuff.
You doing something? Just
doing everything.
Up.
Like so, I was popping. Y'all couldn't tell me nothing. So I was like, you know what? This really not my. just really how I don't want to put myself as this person. Like, I don't, like, you know, I never seen myself doing it. And so the same month that I was finna stop OnlyFans was the same month I went viral, and I made $80,000 that month in November. And I just didn't, from that point, I didn't stop.
Where's the money at?
Oh, that shit is gone.
That shit hella gone.
Gone, like, being gone.
Is screaming every bit of that. No. Right now.
That was, no, that was good. I don't.
Put that down. We don't even want to say 80,000. There's a Michael Kors sitting on this motherfucking table. It's going to make me highly upset. Because it's telling me everything.
Yeah, I had so many fake friends I spent it on. We went trips. We went everything they wanted. Like, every time we went out, it was on me.
So
it was just like, all that is gone. Like, all that money. I didn't save nothing. Like, and then every money was like 50K, then 60K, then 50K. Like, it was just like coming in. And it was just like so fast. I was so young. Yeah, that was gone. Then eventually I just stopped. So after I stopped, I'm trying to go into YouTube and just do like branch out and like leave that alone.
So you did OnlyFans to me. I mean, unless you was on there getting pulled down on there, was you getting pulled down on OnlyFans?
I got so much stuff on my OnlyFans.
No, I'm saying, because you say you did porn, so I feel like porn and OnlyFans is...
You think it's two different
cousins,
things?
But they not really the same, because porn is just, it's some flat out fucking.
I was flat out fucking.
I don't care if it's even pocketbooks bumping. You know what I'm saying? If it's girl on girl, however it goes. You know what I'm saying? There's still some interaction. Girls on OnlyFans, there's a lot of girls that are on OnlyFans that be like, no, I do solos. Like, I don't do anything with anybody.
Okay.
You know?
I'm going to clarify. I actually did. I had 9-girl orgies. I had, like, trains on me with dudes. I don't have, like, 3 dicks at a time, like this, switching. I don't did, like, a lot of, like, anything you could think of. I pegged a dude on there. I got, like, feet content, titty content. Anything you can think of is on my OnlyFans. So I did all that. I'm very experienced. Like, that's why I said I'm just kind of over it now. I did so
first,
much.
Professional
definitely.
First.
So I know.
Professional first.
I know how my shit is. So that's why I was so successful in it, because I didn't mind having sex with niggas. It's just, I didn't really. That's what made money. My girl-on-girl, it did not make no money. I'll put a video of my girl-on-girl. And it'll probably make like $200, $300. But if I post a video with a dude,
I see you got
quick.
Half a motherfucking million on your Instagram and no follower. You don't follow nobody.
Nah.
Zero.
Nah, I don't.
What's that about? Is that real? Is that cap? Tell me the truth.
No, it's real. I promise.
I mean,
because
I know you got motion.
Like,
you know,
I had,
like,
I used to follow people, but it was only like 100. Like, I really never was the type to follow a lot of people.
I believe in that structure of it. But I'm just like, zero?
I just went down over the years. I just kept going down. So then I made it like 50. I'm like, look, I just never really want to follow nobody, because I'm really not in the media. Like, people be coming to talk to me. They were like, oh, did you see what happened on this? Nah. And I'm like, nah, girl, what you talking about? It's like I live on a rock. I don't see none of that. All I see is myself and what I got going on and what I want to pursue and things I want to do. So I don't see nobody's story. I don't see none of the shade room, none of that.
Do you feel like it like keeps you out that stress bubble that everybody's in?
Yeah, that's a lot of, because people be locked
people,
in with too many
bits.
Yeah,
with that shit.
And it's like you consume your life worrying about other people's business, and it's just like you're not even doing what you're supposed to do. You sitting here worried about what he and she got going on, and who breaking up, and who fighting, and who internet beefing. Like, that has nothing to do with you. Like, you still sitting at the house, and it's still.
You currently got a girlfriend today?
Yes, I have a girlfriend. I wanted her to come with me today, but she didn't want to come.
Why she want to come with you? She should be here to support you on your big day.
I told her.
What's
she didn't want to do
Donnie?
It. She didn't want to do
trouble
it.
Trouble in paradise? Is there trouble on
Gilligan's
Island?
She think you're a very strong character.
She should have still came. Why leave you? Listen, if she know I'm a strong character,
exactly.
Right?
I was like,
and there's a
so
chance
you know
that
him
I cut your head to the white meat, right? And there's this chance. Why would you leave your girl and throw her to the wolves like that?
Selfish. Just like, I was thinking about it. I said, wait, just come on.
Think
come
about
on, just,
it.
Yes. She's
she
really
should have been here with you.
I know.
And
I
held
want
your
her.
Hand.
Right.
She should have been the professional hand holder.
Exactly.
That we all know
well,
she
didn't
want
to. I don't know. You know what? I ain't going to force you. So I'll just be back.
but let some opportunity come from it. She going to want a piece of the pie.
Oh, she.
You dig? She going to want a piece of the pie.
She can't get too much.
You know, I kind of believe you, because you're the only one over there nailing her. Mm-hmm. So she's the only one taking something. I'm just saying, like, because I got to think about it, right? You're the only one over there nailing her motherfucking ass. So, yeah, she can't say shit no way. Sit your punk ass at the house. You ain't about to do nothing. You can at least be a supportive wife. What's wrong with you? Can't come support this girl?
Yeah.
Her big moment?
She she just couldn't. I was like, girl, you know I'm gonna have an anxiety attack, like, or something. I'm like, you just need to be there. She's like,
how long you been work?
No, it's fresh.
It's fresh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she's just a fresh little turnout.
Yeah.
For you, huh? Fuck out of here.
That's why I'm pretty much tripping. Yeah, you know, I'm pretty a homeboy. Like, yeah, you do.
Oh, that's some fresh little turnout for your ass, huh? I get it. Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty why I'm tripping too bad. I'm like,
fresh
you know what?
Fish
like,
on the line,
you know,
for you,
yeah, so it's like, I get it.
Yeah, like your fish wet and squirming, Damon.
Mm hmm. All in my mouth.
You motherfucking do. I bet you do. You don't think it probably stemmed from, and you can answer this yes or no. Like, you don't think it stemmed from, like, probably going through, so, like, because you've been so sexual at a high level, mm-hmm. right? Do you feel like it's like, fuck, I'd have had everything. The only thing I ain't never had is just, like, a woman, a bitch to be my bitch. Like, bitch, shut up. I've been through all this shit. Like, so you feel like running the program. Like, yeah, let me run this motherfucking program.
I be running niggas too, though, like...
So you still
I
like
told
niggas.
You, no, I yes, when I did
do.
It, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I know, I
yes,
don't.
Yes, you do.
I promise you.
You find
don't.
A nigga
I
that smell good, look good.
He probably he smell good, look good, but he ain't nothing I won't.
Like
he ain't nothing I won't.
Even if it's for a stolen moment.
No.
You don't mind no stolen dick?
No, no.
Like
it would never
thief.
Happen again, no.
You ain't never been a
no.
dick thief?
No.
Yes, you
no.
have, you mongrel.
What is that? What is that?
Yes, you motherfucker. Should have been a dick thief once or twice, because you seem like the type of chick, if you want it, you going to get it.
And it ain't gonna be a man. It ain't gonna be a man.
Yeah, it is.
The last thing is gonna be a man.
You look at a nigga and hit your blackie mom and be like,
That would never come out my mouth.
Hit that. I'm
no.
fuck on that nigga. Niggas get fucked on too.
I know I pegged one.
Just get fucked on, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas get fucked on too. He probably would want that from you.
Wrong bitch.
I don't know. You seem like you go pretty far, baby. You with the shits.
I've been there, done that. Don't wanna do it again. It's my past now. So I'm just going to leave that alone.
You feel like reality TV and OnlyFans is just an easy way to make money? Think it's easy?
I feel like if you put the right amount of work in, you should be good, like, over time. Money just start flowing to you kind of a little easier. You know, you just got to get up there first. Yeah. But after that, I feel like it should become easy.
How's money flowing for you today?
Good.
You sure?
I'm blessed.
So
all Michael my bills
Kors
are paid, everything.
Me.
No.
It bothered my soul.
No, my sister gave me this for my birthday.
Well, you know what? Hey, sometimes family's gifts never make it out the closet. Donnie, we know it. Ugly Christmas sweaters, things like that. You know, I know it's a thought that matters, but, you know, you keep that type of shit in the closet, boo. Especially 80,000. Especially 80,000. You running through
that
my ass. You ran through that.
That was gone. That was gone probably that same month. I'm not even going to lie to you. I had so many friends around this time. Like, we was all just out traveling, just doing whatever.
So you started OnlyFans, what, about 4 years ago? How long ago?
Probably three.
So all these events to me are fucking current. They're all current. You talk like they're so a blast
they are,
in the past.
It's
such
gone
a blast
and
the past.
No.
Like, yeah, I remember in 1983. Like, no.
That is.
This shit was a few years,
no,
couple years back.
That's enough. It's not like it's like less than 6 months ago, like, you know, not that recent.
So you want to do reality TV?
Not reality TV. I probably just want to do, like I said, I just want to do like my little vlogs. Like on YouTube, I do my vlogs. They're funny. I am a funny person.
Is it that you find yourself funny? Or
no,
fans
my
fans
find
funny.
Me funny. They the one who told me like I should start a YouTube or something. So they the one who really just told me like you should really start
fans
a YouTube.
Fans will tell you jump off the cliff if it
and
makes
I'm not
going to
jump. No, they when
sometimes
I be
people say
when
stuff
I be
to
on
you.
Live and they really like really be tuning in, they really be paying attention. I be like, wow, you're actually pretty funny. Like
you
should, you
know,
like
what they probably
broadcast
think?
It.
They've seen your OnlyFans and they've saw you take those 3 days and they're like, let me see what she on today. I just want to see her act normal. Let me see. Even though I know she done got gangbanged,
right?
Fucking drove up a wall somewhere.
They probably beat my dick on they live when they just see me talking. Like, some of them
for
be like,
real?
Stay right there. I'm like, y'all
for
are
real?
So
stay
weird.
Right here. Don't move. Give me 2 seconds. Then all of a sudden, after that, you start moving it, you start seeing all these BRBs. Be right back.
They start dropping at the live when they done. They like, all right, I'm done. Got my nut off. That's it.
So you feel like YouTube is the future for you?
Yes.
No more fucking and sucking.
No more fucking
pegging.
Sucking, pegging, eating, munching. None of this no more.
So you done with it?
Done. It's over. Did it already. It's nothing else to do again.
Yeah, we shaking some maracas and shit.
No, it was like when I was trying to demonstrate me doing three at one time.
Like you were
it was
like maracas.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Shake no maracas.
Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, the way you did it.
That like, was me that like might be a future for jacking
you, you know?
It.
You ever thought about you know joining?
Nah, all that dancing. I have no rhythm. No, I
have no rhythm. Nope. None.
Take my black card. Nope.
No. You ever stripped before?
No.
Never been a stripper.
Exactly.
Just went
too bad.
Straight to fucking.
Straight to it. Fucking. But fucking at the same time, it's behind a camera. So it's like, I'm behind the camera. I do what I do and I sell it. It's not like it's like broadcast with an audience. So I'm just like, you know, it's just like in my house.
But it gets to an audience.
On a video. Broad, but it's not audience. Like, it's like, we're just right here. Just.
It gets to a broad audience. This is going to get to a broad audience.
That's fine.
Fine with that?
They already don't see what I can do. Nothing much I can show them now. I'm done with it.
So you say vlogs is it for you? That's where you want to
yes,
be?
Yes, I love vlogging.
What's your most popular vlog?
I just started 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago. So
stop coming here fucking catting with me and playing with me.
How?
All your shit's hella new.
Yes, I told you I'm changing a new leaf. I said, when I started,
so
I said, I'm in a progress.
You sucking 2 weeks ago.
No, not 2 weeks ago. I stopped fucking and sucking a year and a half ago.
How you been surviving? Perfectly. Is OnlyFans still been giving you money?
Mm-hmm. They still buy videos, so it's like, it's not like
so this. So you've been pretty much living off of the
damn
past that, content.
Yeah. I got like over 400 videos. Like I said, it's everything on there.
You got any that you haven't released? You going to do like a lost tapes one day?
I don't have lost tapes. I sell everything.
Yeah. I'm saying, were you like stacking up, like where you just got some shit for a rainy day? Like if the shit slow down, you know, they might want some new content from you. You got to keep some shit for them, even if it's just on the fly.
It'll probably just be solo.
Well, you need, don't you think you need to get to work?
No.
No?
I'm good. I told you, I'm good. Like, I don't really need to make no more content. It's done.
I'm just saying, like, you know, just to keep your bread up if you don't really, like, because, I mean, vlogs, like, you know, getting into YouTube, shit like that. And I think, like, for, you know, people who just hop straight into porn, I think it's hard if you ain't got a super huge following, I would think. I mean, that's what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to kind of, like, transition. It's a hard transition, baby.
It is kind of like.
You know, if you wasn't already kind of doing that, mixing both the worlds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the transition is kind of hard because it's like. My fans came from for this, and now it's like, now I'm this, so it's like, they just trying to, what the fuck you got going on? Like,
yeah, following your transition. I mean, I'm sure you got some diehard fans that probably ain't going to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You going to have them, but you want your shit to grow, too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You don't want to stay stagnant or get smaller, right?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. This is all a work in progress. Like, I'm still just trying to figure everything out and, like, do what I need to do for real.
What was to you in the last couple weeks? What was your most popular vlog? You feel like? How many have you dropped so far?
It got deleted, but it was like the first one, really.
Why get deleted?
I don't know. I woke up one day and like 7 of my videos was deleted off YouTube, and I was so hurt. Well, I actually cried because I was hurt, and there was some really good vlogs. I don't know. It said it was deleted by the uploader. It was weird, like, and I never deleted them, so it's like I don't know what
who's
happened.
Got your passwords.
Nobody.
You sure?
I'm positive. I have I gave access to my editor, but they don't have access to like delete photo. They just got access to upload and edit. Like they can't delete nothing. So it's like it was no possible way me or her. And then that's my best friend at the end of the day. So it's like it's no way. Like, and she takes time to edit them. So I doubt she was just like, oh, let me just delete these out of nowhere. You know. So it was really weird. I was trying to contact YouTube, try to see what they win, because YouTube didn't say nothing. It was just like,
how good were they doing? How many views are getting a day? I want
them. The highest one was just 11K. I got 6K subscribers on YouTube. These are all brand new. It was a really good vlog. Mm-hmm. I like doing it though. Like, I'm just waiting till like a video go like hit a mil or 100K or something.
You wasn't really smoking. Cool. You wasn't doing nothing like that in the video. So
I don't have no answers. That really made me mad and sad. I was crying because I'm like, nothing. They was
somebody
up for
it. Somebody threw salt on you.
I don't know what happened.
Something happened in the mix. I don't just see it like. They not just going to magically erase themselves.
That's what I said. But it's like,
somebody
I don't know
was
who.
Was involved in that.
That's what I feel like. But it's
and
like,
you're saying
I don't
this
know,
girl's
know
the only one that had access
but
to
she
it.
Cannot delete photos. Like, if you look at YouTube
video.
Permissions, that's what they was, the videos.
Right,
they,
not
the
photos. There was videos.
Mm-hmm.
There was vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody in the mix erased that. Somebody hit delete. And it's not going nowhere. It's saying they were erased by the uploader.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't.
So how the fuck
you
gonna sit there?
Know.
How we gonna sit there and let's tell the truth? Shame the devil. That girl could have possibly. She did. She deleted your shit.
And I called her and said that.
She deleted your shit.
I don't think she did.
I think she did.
I don't.
It don't happen accidentally. That's
no, because I did think it was her.
Seven
I'm like,
videos?
No,
we're
yes,
not even
okay,
talking
listen.
About one. We talking about yeah, seven of them, Donnie. Seven. That's a fucking
lot. It is a
bro.
Lot. Like all that work.
That's something Mikey would do. No, I don't want to put down Mikey. That's fucked up. Like, that shit would be hell around here. Somebody's, it's a problem.
I did call her because I thought it was her. I'm like, listen, like, AJ, like, when you come down here, like, you got to run the ones because there's no reason why you should be deleting my videos, nah, nah, nah. And I was like, just let me know when you back in Atlanta and we're going to meet up and do all that. And she was like, I didn't do it. I'm trying to figure out how to work it, nah, nah, nah. So at first, I wasn't believing the bullshit.
She
could have like,
accidentally deleted them. Who knows? I don't know. Seven
you can't
of them.
Accidentally delete
that's,
seven?
That's habitual. Seven of them.
Like, nah, that's insane.
Like one or two is like, what the fuck happened? Like, but seven of them
said it has been deleted by the uploader. Yes, but I don't think she did it. I really don't think she did
ooh,
it.
Okay, Casper had a problem with your husband. Bitch came and said, man, she ain't
something
like,
happened, but
something.
I cried ooh. And I woke up the next day and kept vlogging. And I said, you know what? I'm just gonna keep it pushing. I'm not going. I don't think she did it.
Well,
though.
This just happened in the last couple of weeks because you just started.
Mm-hmm. So this happened like a week and a half ago.
Like a week ago, 2 days. 24 hours ago. A
couple chains.
24 hours ago.
No, not 24. Like a week and a half. But I said I was going to keep pushing, so, you know.
All right. So, I have to ask, like, are you genuinely happy with what you're doing? Like, or is this just like a phase? You're just trying it out. And you're going to back. And you're going to run your little ass back to what you know.
No, I really love vlogging. Like, it's my little happy place. And I love, like, after she edited it, I like looking at it. Like, I be watching my videos. Like, I'm a fan of my own self.
See, and you know what? That's cool, right? Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's cool. But people got to watch it. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that you can't catch no motion.
Mm-hmm.
But the shit's hard. Like, and if you ain't got something that's fucking tragic happening to you or something that's filled up with some drama, it's kind of hard to catch some wave through this motherfucker.
You're right.
Let me see your tongue. Stick your tongue out. What the fuck? Let me see. Look like you've been chewing on rubber bands. What's
I
that
got
supposed
three
to be?
Tongue piercings.
A crazy face?
What's no.
What's supposed to be?
It's just three tongue piercings. They black. I had silver,
what
were
you trying
but
to do? Build a Mr. Potato Head?
No,
you know?
No. I just I don't know. I got a lot of piercings. Everything
see,
is pierced.
See, that's what makes me find it hard that you even know what you really even want. Because you don't
what?
Know.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do know what I want.
What you want?
To not do porn anymore.
That's it?
That's
you
the
just
first
don't
step.
Do, you
that's
don't care what
step.
It is. You just don't want to do porn no more.
I know I want to do YouTube. And I actually started really being consistent with it.
Yeah.
So, like, when it blow up, I'm going to find the right audience one day. And when it blow up, it's just going to blow up. And that's just going to be that. Till then, right now, it's just like at a, you know.
You showing your titties and shit on there?
No.
I'm just saying, like, you be sitting there in, you know, provocative clothing.
No, not on YouTube.
You sit there in regular shit.
Regular clothes.
You be covered up, maybe even a turtleneck.
Chilling. Not a turtleneck. That's crazy. I still dress like.
Crazy?
No, I don't
where
know.
Where you from originally?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, so you don't wear no turtlenecks around there for you, huh?
Hot as fuck down there. No. I still wear like crop tops and shorts though. Like that's just like my type of vibe. I don't care how cold it is. I'm gonna have a crop top and a shorts on.
Yeah. You never got down before? Never got put down? You never got sat down?
Sat down meaning what?
Mm-hmm. You never been on the blade?
No.
Not once?
No.
Never went to Harry Hines?
No.
Shout out Harry Hines, by the way.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you are from Dallas.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nothing.
Yes, you do. That's why you looked away. You don't know nothing? Nothing.
I don't know nothing. I don't know to even like talk. Like,
you know
I don't
something.
Know.
You knew where to go get all the fucking piercings in your mouth. You knew something.
Yeah, dollar piercings.
You knew something.
Dollar piercing Fridays in Dallas, Texas.
You knew something.
No.
You knew something. So I'm
you
not
want me
say.
To know something. Okay, I'm like, I don't
you
know.
Knew
like
something.
Something about what? Like, what? Okay bitches say they
never,
do it. Bitches do it.
Yeah,
like,
you never
I
sold
no
pussy.
No.
I mean, you have, but
no, I
just
haven't.
In a little different format.
That's not selling pussy.
You kind of did.
No, I did.
In a sense.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But just because they ain't touch it, they still looking.
They can look all they want.
Yeah.
I ain't said
it still
it.
Consumes
no.
In the mind. It's still the same thing. It's still sexual.
You can say that.
Right?
You can
it's
say
still
that.
Sexual.
You can say that.
So it doesn't really like you're still selling a form. It's still a form of sex. Okay. You're not sitting there just fucking ooh ah and just putting some titties up in the camera. No, you taking dick.
Oh my God.
Up the wall. Nailed. You've been nailed. So I mean, you gotta hold that one. I mean,
that's not okay.
Right? You gotta hold that one. You got nailed.
I know.
You got nailed. You was getting nailed.
Sadly.
Why is it sad? You did it.
Right.
Right? Like it
I did it. Like I can't, I don't regret it. It's just like, okay, I did it. It's like, okay. That's it. It's just I did it. Yes. It happened.
Yeah.
On to the next.
On to the next, huh? Mm-hmm. So you gotta do it again.
Nope.
Dollars run low.
I gotta go back.
We rocking gifts from last Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
I'm very appreciative for my stuff.
Hey, understandable, baby. You know, I'm just saying, if you was really touching it in that shit, you know, your OnlyFans and it was lucrative because it sounded like it was, your shit should have been racked up, put together a little bit better. That way.
I have a bad spending habit.
You got a bad spending habit? Bad money management.
Very bad.
This is proof. I want the world to know. This is proof sitting right here.
Right here, y'all.
Of why niggas like me existed.
What are niggas
saying?
Like you?
The boogeyman.
What does that mean?
The good one, though. The smelling good one that walk through the door, you know? You know?
And do
you
what?
You know how this shit go. You know
and
how
do
this
what?
Shit go, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Explain
real
to me.
Real boogeyman. He's come from under your bed and come chill with you, play cards, pop a bottle, you know? Maybe do a podcast. You know? I mean, shit.
No,
it's okay. I mean, you know, hey, what? How's that kind of nigga, you know? It's a boogeyman, you know?
A boogeyman. I never heard that.
Never heard of that?
I still barely understand.
You remember
the
boogeyman when you was a kid?
Yes.
You remember?
I never seen it, but I heard about it.
Never seen him, but you heard about him, right? That's all that matters, right?
No.
That's all that matters. You heard about him for a reason, baby. Let me ask, what do you want to accomplish off of this? Like, what's the play? Like,
off this.
Like, yeah, coming and doing, like, an interview, you know what I'm saying? Coming and, like, you know, even putting your story out there, because that shit was kind of fucked up. I ain't gonna lie, I don't like hearing that. It made me feel a way about it for you. You know, but what you want to accomplish off this? What do you want the people to know?
I really want to let the other females know if they feel like they kind of stuck in the porn industry or like stuck being a stripper, like it's, if you really want to get out of it, you can get out of it. It's going to be like a hard, rocky start because people going to view as one thing and you're trying to move on to something else. So it is kind of hard to like change the narrative for real. But I mean, if, as long as you put your mind to it and you stay consistent, you can definitely do it. Also, I came here because, you know, I got bad anxiety. So it's good that I came by myself and trying to like just fill out and just, you know, really just try to put myself out there more. Without, you know, having like a little Zaddy attack. So it's like real.
I don't want us to play out. But listen, let's not play porn stars out like they're the victims and shit.
No, I'm saying if they want to get, I know if some
like,
feel
like
stuck.
If you feel stuck, you can't get out.
They do be feeling stuck.
Call this 1-800 hotline.
They do be feeling stuck. Some feel like they just cannot do anything because they just feel like they're used as a sex object and they just feel stuck. They honestly do. I met a lot of females that actually felt that way. And they don't have to feel that
so,
way.
So, hey. It's all about choice.
A lot of people want to get out.
It's all about choice. If you want to get out, you know what you do? Walk your ass the fuck out. Mm-hmm. But see, a lot of people don't go and try to find something that they can cling to. That's what it is. Like, it's hard to stop anything cold turkey, right?
Right.
You got to kind of have
gradually,
something,
yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying,
fine.
To kind of help
don't
wean
you have
yourself
an idea
off
about
that
it?
And put your mind somewhere else, you know what I'm saying? Because we all, at the end of the day, we all got to go. That shit bother the fuck out of me. I want to throw that motherfucker clear across the room. I do. I swear to God.
My purse that my sister bought me, you want to throw it?
This Michael right. Kors? Yes. Go to Ross for that shit.
Oh, my God.
Come on, baby. A lot of money. A lot of
it
time.
It doesn't matter.
Baby.
I buy, I buy what I like.
Through. A lot of money. You didn't buy that, though,
oh,
right?
But I mean, I'm
but
still.
You would have bought it.
It's a cute bag. I don't care what it is.
It's
I don't
ugly.
Care if it came out of Family Dollar. It's cute.
Ugly.
It's
you're
cute.
Committing a
you don't
crime.
Like it. No,
you're
you just don't like it.
Crime.
What the?
By what?
It's cute.
I laid it down for a reason.
I don't
let
care. It's a cute,
die.
Nice little gift, y'all.
Man,
don't let people think you have to have the most expensive
rest.
Bag. Just to, I don't have to
hey,
prove myself to nobody.
Let
though.
It rest. Just let it rest. It'll rest.
Thanks, twin. I love it.
It'll rest.
And I'm matching shoes.
It'll rest.
Cute toes. Cute.
Let it rest.
You
oh,
ain't
you
gotta...
ain't bought the shoes to match it.
No, she got it. I said she got the shoes to match it.
Yeah. That's nice, baby. You know what? My bad. I didn't mean to hate on your Michael Kors.
Yes, okay. I don't care. People feel like you have to be a designer.
No, but I just know, let me tell you something. When it comes to really special, you came from not having nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I came from not having nothing. I always know the special when we getting too much money. If you got it, the shit gonna show. When you don't, it's
I feel like
show.
They kind of make you a target.
It's gonna show. Because it sound like to me, right? You mm-hmm. did a lot of fucking and sucking, babe. And it was lucrative for the time being. Mm-hmm. You didn't really, I feel like you was fucking because you liked it. And that's what you was doing. Because if you didn't and you knew you was laying with all the men that you really didn't like, mm-hmm. your ass would have stacked up every little bit of that.
I was smart with my money.
That's on everything I love. He wasn't smart with who you are as a person either. Because you don't
I didn't know
you
myself.
Like men
I didn't.
Or women.
I know exactly
you
what I like.
You do. How?
You can't tell me what I like, though.
Kind of.
No, you cannot.
Kind of.
There's no way you can tell me. You cannot tell me more about myself that I don't already know.
If you didn't like laying with the men and all the money that you got from that, you would have felt like, man, I ain't spending. You know what the fuck I had to do for that shit?
I didn't have that mindset around that time. I'm sorry.
You know what you had to do, what I had to do for that shit? I don't even like men. Mm-hmm. You said this to me. I don't even like men. Like, the thought of
I wish I had that mindset. I didn't, though. I just didn't. Have none for
you. Because, baby, you know what it is? You still a kid and you don't like, and that's no disrespect, please.
Go
like,
ahead. I don't
you know.
No.
That, like, I know my voice be raspy, like, but it's not no disrespect when I say it. It's because you a kid and you don't really know what you want yet.
Mm-hmm.
You,
okay.
So it's better for you to go through life and just say, I'm experimenting than trying to sit there and lock yourself in something you think you want because, sweetie, you young and I don't think you really know what you want just yet.
Okay.
That's just the God's honest truth from
That's
what fine. I see, love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Heart to heart, person to person. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you really know what you want just yet.
That's opinionated.
You know what I mean? Because if you were sitting there, mama, and you had to do all that, you had to endure something, we ain't even got to repeat it, but just the things that you was doing, multiples, all this type of shit, right? It's because you really didn't know what you wanted. You don't know what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Around that time, I didn't.
Yeah, it's not just for the bread.
No, that's
if it's for the bread, I feel like you would have stacked it up a little bit better.
I would have thought the same thing, too. It just all kind of flew out of my account.
You know, we would have walked away with more than some fucking face jewelry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Like, you, if you were just in that mix.
Some people just not into that stuff, though.
But at least have the bread.
What I'm gonna have a dream for?
If you ain't spent it on nothing, what the fuck you spending it on? Good spirit
about?
And good faith.
I mean, just go. I was done with my money. I don't know. I was just
Where
done
did
with
it. Go?
I don't know. Spent on all them fake bitches. Like all this shit is gone. Everything is gone. Everything.
All
I did not manage it good at all. Yes, I did not.
Trying to appease everybody else, and we not appeasing ourselves.
No, I was fine. It was just for the moment. Like, I was just living in the moment for real.
And
I
it's cool.
I wasn't even thinking about, like,
you
future.
Can do that because you're young. So you're supposed to do that. Have your little fuck-ups and blow it. You know what I'm saying? Do all
I learned
that
now,
shit.
Though. Like, now, yeah.
No, you got more coming. It's just the beginning.
No,
it's going to take a couple times, baby.
I learned my lesson. No, I already learned my lesson.
It takes
That's
a couple
cool.
times.
Nah, I feel like the next go-around, I'll be
sure. I said
that
many times, too, and I did it again.
That's you.
I ain't going to lie.
That's
it
you.
Just happens. It's just the nature of it, mama. It's got to really bother you. Just like it should have bothered you when you was getting nailed multiple times.
Why do you?
Multiple times. It should have bothered you then. It would have bothered me after the first or second time. I'd have been like, fuck, I don't know. Like, something's got to give it this. I got to really figure this out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just wanted you to
I
respect
had no
your
guidance
gayness.
For real. No, I know. I didn't
I
have no guidance. I didn't know
gayness,
what.
Even though for you in your mind, you was gay for pay because that's you feeling like you being gay because you feel like you're normal by being with women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just felt like you would have respected that just a little bit more.
I should have.
You know what I'm
saying?
But
I didn't. But that's a learning step.
And you didn't. But that's the only thing that I look at. I'm like, these events just took place. So these are very new. So you're going to have to really show me that I want to see 10 years from now, 15 years from now, that's really, I stood on business. Because you don't really know if that's going to be you yet. I just don't want you to set that in stone. And you don't really know just yet, because me and you both know,
I know
how it
for
goes.
A fact.
People always hold us accountable, but the problem is we never hold ourselves accountable when we go look in the mirror. It's so easy to look at ourselves when we know that we lying to ourselves.
I'm not lying
that
to myself.
That shit be fucked up, homie. It's fucked up the way this world works,
oh,
man. For
my
real.
God.
For real.
No, I'm pretty, you know.
You're pretty sure, huh?
I'm positive. I learned my lessons. Like I fucked up. I know I did a lot. I had no guidance. I had no damn near no brain cells. Just living in the moment, nothing.
I don't believe that you gay. That's the only thing.
Like, that's fine. This whole combo, that is fine.
Out of this whole combo, listen, and the combo's been great. Mm-hmm. I love talking to you. She can talk to you a lot more. Trust me. I feel it. It's there, the vibe. But, baby, I just feel like that part, I don't think you know just yet. That's it. Everything else was beautiful. But that, I don't know just yet.
That's fine.
You plan on doing music next?
No.
Hmm? No?
If I have a ghostwriter, I might. People say I look like I could be a rapper.
Think you could rap?
No.
Anybody ever say you favored any one of the female rappers?
Who do you think I favor?
Who do you know you favor?
No, who do you think? I don't know.
Who do you know you favor?
I look like I favor?
Who do you know?
I don't know nobody.
Nobody.
I listen to R&B only. No. Hmm. Nothing. Just R&B.
Has to be 90s because that was the last time they fucking, I feel like they cut it. Early 2000s.
Like more underground artists, like people, some people who should be famous, but they're not.
Okay. You know, the listen one to that, more of that style. You listen to 90s? 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah.
Dig the crates. You'll love it. You love it. Anybody you got a favorite from back in the 90s you listen to? R&B. SWV, Escape.
I don't know if I can think of somebody.
In the mix. You don't like R. Kelly?
I don't think I play any of his songs for real. Who do I listen to?
Oh, you'd love him. You love him, baby.
Why do you think I'm going to love him?
You love him.
Why do you think? Explain to me why.
Just because.
Just because
cold.
Of what?
What you mean? They cold.
What he be singing about?
Just got to find out.
No, tell me. Just give me a hint.
Go pull up the good album, the 12, I think it's 12 Play. 12 Play album. Donnie, am I right? I think it's the 12 Play album by R. Kelly. Pull that one up. You'll like that one.
I will.
Not the late 2000s R. Kelly. He got kind of, you know, he went off. But the 90s, the real deal shit, solid.
I'll consider it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'll listen.
What's some of your favorite R&B artists that you say is underground that none of us know?
I got to look at my phone, really.
Why would you have to look when they some of your favorites?
This one typed up. I got a lot of favorites. Let's see.
Who's one or two of your favorites?
Yeah,
I would count 93. 93? Yeah, good 90s, you know, on church. Good year, yeah, good year. 93 is a good year.
You know who Eric Billinger is?
Yes, I do.
I love him.
Eric Billinger's dope.
I got Vito.
I wouldn't call him underground.
I ain't gonna say he's underground. That's just the first name I seen. That's the first name I seen.
Okay.
It's like a lot of people. I got Janet Jackson in here, Saint Harrison.
She's not underground, baby.
No, I'm saying it's just the people I'm looking at right now. Okay, you want me to look at my underground? Okay.
Yeah, you just mentioned the icon.
I know. No, I'm saying I'm looking. Listen, I'm just going through my thing. I'm just seeing whoever I see down here. Let me see.
Janet Jackson was a freak. Loved
I don't
her.
Know too much
loved
about her.
Boy. Oh, we loved her. She's still sexy to this day. Sexy back then, sexy now.
It's a girl that make good music. Her name is Mari Noel.
I think I've heard of her, too.
Jordan Ward. Jazz,
I love R&B.
Jazz Carees. K-Ron.
Okay, they're getting their shout-outs.
Yeah, y'all get y'all recognition. I don't know. It's a lot of people in here. Yeah. Blue name, sir. Like, I don't know.
So you say you're a rapper. Say, fuck, if they ghostwrite for you right
yeah,
now.
If they ghostwrite for me, I'll do it. A lot of people say I look like I should be rapping, which is.
Who do you think you look like? Tell
who
me.
Who do I look like to you? Do you tell me, because I don't know who I look like. I don't know no people for real.
I'll give you a mixture. I think you like a hybrid. It's like a mix, right? Like a mix between like a Lil Mama and probably like a Glorilla a little bit.
Glorilla.
If they fucked around and like had a baby, which would never happen, like, you know what I'm saying, you'd probably be like that product.
Oh.
What you think?
No.
No? Mm. You know what I'm talking about though, right?
I don't know who Lil Mama is, but I know who Glorilla is.
No? Pull up a picture of her. See if you think so.
Of who? A Lil Mama or Glorilla?
Yeah, Lil Mama. You know who Glorilla look like. Pull a picture of Lil Mama. You tell me. You kind of got that favorite, especially when you was crying. You know, she had a picture where she was crying. It was crazy. It was a meme. That shit was insane. Y'all kind of favored each other, but that shit ain't funny because you was crying for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, like, that's her?
Yeah, that's her. You don't think y'all kind of favor each other? I'd rather hear from
she's
you.
She's really beautiful, but I don't think. I
never called her ugly.
No, I'm saying she's beautiful, but I don't think I favor her.
Not at all.
We've definitely got two different distinctive features.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. I mean, I'm just agreeing with you. Hey, you know, I'm saying that you different. You know what I'm saying? You, little mama. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to sound wrong. Yeah, I don't want to sound wrong.
Just say it.
I don't know. Like, you look like, you know what I'm saying? You ready for the cigarette burns and stab wounds. You know what I'm saying? Little mama, she didn't, you know, she went off to.
What is cigarette burns and stab wounds?
I'm just saying, like, you just look like you with the shits. You know what I'm saying? That's just my way of saying it. Like, you go get down for the get down.
Fighting?
No, just whatever come our way. I wouldn't be afraid riding with you. You know, I feel like, man, we get into, man, anything. It's whatever. It's up.
Yeah, I don't let too much. I don't let a lot of shit slide, for real.
Yeah, I feel that. What you ain't never let slide?
I don't let a lot of shit slide. Like, if I feel I'm getting disrespected too bad either, I'm just going to be the big person, just walk off. Or
somebody catching a stab. Is somebody going
to
get it?
Something. I don't know. I really be trying to work on my anger, though. So, I really be chilling. I be trying to. I haven't had a fight in 3 years. That's good. Two.
When was the last fight? What happened?
Actually, no, because I had a fight. I had a fight in the club 2 months ago.
Yeah, what was y'all fighting over? You don't feel like you was too pretty that night to be playing with?
Oh, I didn't care. That wig wasn't coming off. It didn't come off.
Helmet head, huh? Motherfucker was glued on.
Glued on, sewed on in the back.
Oh, yeah. That's hard to get off. That's hard to get off. Motherfucker got to really cut that out your head. It's got to get cut out.
We was at the club, and my homegirl, she was in the restroom. It was like we was in a section right next to these girls, I guess. Like these three group of girls. Two of them had went to the restroom when my homegirl was already in there. They beat on the door trying to get in now. Kyla was like, oh, dang. Well, Kyla was like, oh, I'm in here. Like, you know, like, but the girls, just, I guess the girls were trying to jump on her. Mind you, we don't know what's going on. The other group, it's like eight of us. We don't even know that's going on right there. Security just escorted her out and told them to go back to the section. Mind you, their section is right next to us, right next to ours. They pulling her out through the door. The door's like really like right next to us. And then one of the girls threw a hookah. I just feel a hookah go behind my back.
Ooh. You just felt that moment go.
Yeah, I was just like, and I was like, what the fuck? And
felt
then
the
my
heart. You felt that air off it, huh?
Yeah.
That aerodynamics came across. He's straight up.
Mind you, we in the club. I don't know what's going on. Like, it was like, what the fuck? And I see my homegirl. She was like, why the fuck you do that? And she pushed the girl.
Yeah.
And I put my phone down. I said, so what are we doing? Like, which I don't know, like, which I want to do, which I want to do. The girls are standing there. So I didn't know what was going on, so that's why I didn't just go ahead and just start swinging, because it's like, I didn't really know what's going on. My homegirl just pushed them. They didn't do nothing back, so it was like, okay, it was just going to be that. We was going to nip it in the butt. The owner of the club, he actually knew me, so I guess he seen things trying to transpire or whatever, so he had pulled me back. And when he pulled me, he turned me away. And I guess as soon as he pulled me away, they just started fighting, so they ended up jumping my homegirl, because three of them did not come to fight at all, so it was like, it was just us four against them two, three girls. I'm telling him, I'm like, dude, let me go. Yeah. Like, why are you holding me? Like, ain't nothing happening yet. As soon as I turned my neck and I had seen them, it's a whole video that people in the club was recording. I just jumped across the table and I punched her down, took her and the security down with me. We was just fighting in the club, and then the girl was trying to pull my hair, so they tried to jump me on the little chair or whatever.
You know what's crazy these days? Maybe you can agree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Is I noticed, like, the chicks fight more today and the niggas just shoot. Like, it's like the chicks, definitely. Like, it used to be the niggas fought more than the chicks. You ain't really see, confrontations like that. You
dudes
know what I'm saying?
Dudes do not be knowing how to fight.
Now it's like, chicks is getting down more. You talking about, like, man, they over here full blown trying to jump some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the niggas just, it's time to draw down. You know what
most
I'm saying?
Most of them say, because so, they ain't spent all that money to fight.
And it ain't, like, no, for real. Like, yeah. That's what's crazy.
I get that, but it's like, you ain't got to go to that extent, for real. It shouldn't even take that.
Niggas can't fight. It's niggas are scared to lose because everybody always recording and he always gets made more of a thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga can't just take his ass whooping and live on another day and like, nigga, we got out. It was what it was. Now it's recorded. Now it's put out. Now it's,
you gotta act like you the biggest. Yeah, you gotta do something.
You
gotta look like you doing something, for real.
It's fucked up. It really is.
You be fighting?
Yeah, I do. Hell yeah, I be fighting.
When was your last fight?
Man, this morning, life, getting the fuck up.
No.
You dig what I'm saying? Shit, fight every day. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Man, they get you coming and going. Bill collectors calling.
No.
Motherfuckers want bread. Motherfuckers at your door. All types of shit, man. Fight every day. Just because a nigga want to walk up and take a swing at you, shit, that ain't the highlight of life. This shit hits you way harder. Life hits you hard as fuck.
Than anything.
Harder than any nigga can put his hands on you and you put your hands on another nigga. Life hits you harder than the motherfucker. So when you ask me, do I fight? Hell yeah, I fight every motherfucking day. I fight to be this, to be able to sit here with you and we just go in together and talk about it. I had to fight to get here so we could do this.
I fuck with that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I had to fight my sleep to get up, to get here.
Yeah. You had to fight. You got to fight, baby. You came in with the UGG blanket.
Yeah, I literally just came from the airport.
From Dallas?
No, from Vegas.
Vegas. What you doing out in Vegas? Vegas.
Working. My manager had signed two females, so I still got one of my OnlyFans pages still active.
Working? So, what do you mean? What were you doing? No, it wasn't content. OnlyFans. Nothing. It wasn't nothing. What
it's do you not mean? Nothing really. On, like public interviews and stuff.
Oh, I'm saying you
like on the strip doing public interviews. That's what I do. Okay. That's when I say work. I mean like that.
Okay, because I don't know. Like when you say like you.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But you know, yeah, when I
put
say
the OnlyFans back in the mix, so I was like, okay, working OnlyFans Vegas content. Where are we going with that? You know what I'm saying? But now you just corrected it for me. Mm-hmm. You said you was out there, you was doing like interviews.
Like doing like public interviews.
Yeah, what was you asking people? What was like one or two of the questions?
like females. What the fuck I be asking them? I cannot think of it on top of my head.
No.
I know one question for the females, the last question I asked, I said on a scale of 1 to 10, how badly could I beat your ass? That'd be one. I actually did one in the airport with a girl. She, I don't know, she was trying to fight me for real or what, but that was funny.
This content shit ain't easy, baby. That's why you don't know. And you're new to it, and I love that. Like, I hope you get to see what it's really like.
Yeah, no, I know. Easy. I don't it go extreme, though.
Of, listen, it come with a bunch of drama, especially when you start getting on. I'm just giving you the game so you mm-hmm. know what to expect, especially when you start getting on. Like, I'm sure you hear, like, little sneaky little comments. People got their little shit to say, like, through your OnlyFans, shit like that, but you don't have to really even deal with that. Over here, you're going to deal with all that by the masses. People going to make you really real because they're going to just keep implementing that. Mm-hmm. You, man, you're going to have hella. You just got to, I mean, you got to ignore it for sure. But the first go around, it'll get to you a little bit. I think it does everybody until you kind of.
I think I had my shirt at already.
Well, didn't you, were you the one that say like you have anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
That shit going to send your anxiety through the roof.
I just drink some liquor.
I'm telling you, yeah. But sometimes the liquor don't always help. I used to think so, too. So I stopped drinking like that. For real, I
don't. Temporarily, yeah. You're right.
Like, you got to be able to do this shit. Because you got to be able to do this shit without it.
Exactly. That's the goal, though.
You can't always mm-hmm. have it. Like, it's cool to drink some liquor. I get that. But, like, there's going to be times you're going to be in a setting that there is no liquor, and they're going to still want you to be who you've been.
I'm just pacing myself. Yeah.
You can't be like, oh my God, I got anxiety. Let me get a drink. Because in white people, that's probably paying you that big ass check. They don't give a fuck about none of that.
Exactly.
We don't care about no liquor. We don't care about none of that shit. Don't. You might land a movie. People might want you on that movie. They want you acting how you've been, how they've hired you to be on. Like, hey, we need you to play this character. Well, the only way you can get in character is by a drink. You don't need to mm-hmm. do that. You got to be able to, on a drop of a dime.
Right. That's the goal.
You know what I'm saying? Like, get away from that shit. You sure that's the goal?
That is the goal.
Because you don't need, drinking ain't going to trust me. Your anxiety.
I already know. It's baby steps.
No, that. Baby steps for sure. But I'm just saying, this content world, this media world, like mm-hmm. stepping into this realm, it should chew you up and spit you out. It's a real nasty, vile motherfucking mm-hmm. environment.
I know.
Straight up. Like, it gets real ugly and it makes and breaks people daily.
I know.
You have a good career in it today, somebody say something or spread something about you tomorrow and you can't clean it up the right way or you can't move past it the right way or scorn you had your ass fucked up for the rest of it.
And they gonna forever remember.
They gonna forever remember that shit.
I know.
Just trying to get you, hey. No,
no I know. Yes, I do.
No.
I promise you I do.
You
I promise
you
I do.
You just got in.
I promise you I do.
You just got in.
I didn't tell you why I went viral. Yet. Have you ever seen the video? We're like,
be my guest. Give me your floor. I can say it for you, but I want to hear you. Come on, for sure.
It was a video of me on live, and basically it was like a girl. Oh, what the fuck it say? It was basically like girl cheats on her boyfriend on live. That's why I had made the 80 bands that month. Cause that went viral. They said I was a trees. They said this. They said that. They was talking. They still talk about me to this day. Anytime I post, they say, "Oh, we ain't forget what you did." Nah. I had my share of that. They had money on my head. Talking about, "Oh, bitch, you I was like, oh, we're going to put $50,000 in your head to get you gone. Like, that was really, like, real.
Behind you doing what?
Cheating on my boyfriend on live. Everything was fake. So I was naked, getting pounded on live. Really wanted none. His dick was soft. He was rubbing up against me. It was a dude at the bottom who also joined the live. Was at the time, it was my manager who joined, but it was like a boy I used to play. Like, he was my man or whatever. And I mean, he just acted that shit out good as fuck. Everybody believed it, ate it up. That's how I just went viral. I was on everything you can think of.
Was that your only trending, like, viral moment?
I went viral a couple times, but to that extent, no, it was never like to that extent ever again. But I had a couple other times I just went viral for like little stuff. But that was like the main one. That's what people, when they see me, they're like, oh, you're that girl from Instagram Live. I hear that all the time.
Still. Well, okay. Here's some more game for you. That I hope that you should have knew this was coming with it. See, we don't know it because you don't, that was your first go around. So it's like, you got to watch what you put out because people don't ever let that shit go. Like even my past, you're going to hear somebody always say something. It's always going to be something because of how I got on. So that shit kind of come with the territory. Mm-hmm. I just say for the up and coming and people who inspire to try to get in this, watch what you do. You know what I'm saying? Because they always going to let you know who you were, not where you're going. Literally. You know what I mean?
I understand that.
Anything else you want to say to the people before we get up out of here?
No, I'm okay.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You just told him, was it good? Was it healthy? Do you feel better?
I feel good. Like, I didn't really, like, I wasn't uncomfortable at any moment or nothing. Like, good. It was good. Like, love that. With him.
Love that. Giving them disclaimers to make more of them come. Love that.
Yeah, y'all don't have to be scared for real. It's okay.
Yeah. Right. So we done been through worse shit in life, huh, baby?
Way worse.
Way it's motherfucking nothing. Worse. It's just nothing. Shit's a breeze.
It was smooth. Yeah, I fucked with it.
I appreciate you for coming and fucking
Thank
with
you for having me.
Most definitely. The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Donnie, shoot us out the motherfucking gym.